Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. I'm going to welcome you out today. Hey, it's a wonderful day. Check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. Hey, if you haven't got our Beyond Rice and Beans ebook yet, check that out. If you want to see how my average client's freed up on, like I said, on average, $34,000 a year, it's awesome. Also, a quick shout out to our sponsors, American Homeowners Preservation. Hey guys, if you want a great return on your money with as little as $100 invested, and you want to get regular monthly cash flow from it, and by the way, the cash flow is awesome, if you want to do that, you should check these guys out. Not to mention, you're making a great difference in people's lives by helping them refinance or stay in their homes. And that's exactly what American Homeowners Preservation, they become the bank and allow the people to be able to make their mortgages better, more easily palatable, or allows them to be able to be in it more. So check out their website. It's fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp, as in American Homeowners Preservation.com. Today, I want to bring up an awesome point, something that I'm reminded of very often when I work with my clients. Because when I get hired to be, I refer to myself as the anti-financial advisor because that's what I am. I'm telling you to do almost the exact opposite. And one of the big things that financial advisors do, and I know because I was that person, is they try to create a financial plan for you. And they try to project numbers out. They'll say, hey, if you just put in $50 a month for the next 40 years at 12% interest, you will be a millionaire. Which, by the way, is bull crap because, one, it doesn't work that way. Two, they haven't figured out inflation or taxes. And three, what also they haven't figured out is that 12% is unrealistic in the market. And they'll always say, hey, can't guarantee it, but that's what the market's done since 2 million years ago. Hey, I'll tell you guys, like, financial planning is messed up. If you think that somehow people are going to be able to project your future in a calculator, you've been misled big time. And by the way, it's not your fault. You've been told by people your whole lives. I mean, financial people of all sorts, even your parents who've been taught by financial people and banks saying, hey, you need to start saving. You got to save everything you can and save on a regular basis. And in fact, forget about the money. Just, you know, use that forced savings of a 401k and just stash it away forever. And by the way, you're getting an awesome match. You're getting like 100% rate of return, which if you've listened to my previous podcast about that, is a bunch of crap. It's not true. You know, because it's not possible to do that. You would be richer than Warren Buffett in 20 years. That's not going to happen. So here's the thing, guys. You know, financial planning is messed up. It doesn't work. And I learned this as a financial planner. Here's the thing. Like, I like to be realistic. I like things to work. I do not like to overpromise. I mean, I even got into a pretty, pretty emotional conversation with somebody because I was like, hey, I'm not going to do something for a client that I don't think is a good fit, regardless. I don't care if it pays me or not. I don't want something to do that. And I'll tell you, like, when I was a financial planner, I did that for 4 years back in the early 2000s, up till about end of 2005 into 2006. And when I did that, you know, it was fascinating because I'd run numbers for people. I'd say, all right, let's run it at 10%, 12%, 8%. And if I went down to like 8 or 10%, the numbers didn't look as good. So I thought, nah, don't want to do that. Well, I can't promise 12, but hey, at least the small cap stocks have shown an average of 12% over the last 40 billion years. So hey, I'll just use that number. By the way, people, when you hear average rates of returns, you know, for those that haven't heard me talk about this before, averages are not actual returns. For example, if you lose 50% in a year in a stock or a mutual fund, a 50% gain will not get you back to zero. Because if you go from $10,000 or even let's say 100,000. I'm going to use easier numbers. 100,000 bucks, and you lost 50%. You've gone down to 50,000 bucks. Now, if you got a positive 50%, which you'd think was okay, cool. That's negating the zero. You know, the negative 50. We're now bringing it back to zero. Well, 50% gain on 50,000 is not another 50,000 bucks. It's only 25,000. So if you lost 50% and then gained 50%, you've still lost 25% overall. You went from 100,000 down to 50, then back up to 75. But if you look at the average, now see the average, they love the average returns because what looks better? Actual return in that scenario, if you went from down negative 50 up to positive 50, you know, you got that. I mean, hey, average return, it was zero. You should be breaking even, but you lost money even though you got zero. How is that possible? Well, that's the difference between average and actual. Whenever you have a negative number, average numbers and actual numbers don't agree anymore. It's just like, if you want to get back to 100,000, you have to get a 100% rate of return. Let's do that math. You lost 50%. You went down to 50,000. You doubled it. You got 100% return. You're back up to 100,000. Negative 50 plus 100, that's 50, divided by 2 is 25% per year. So how is it you got a 25% average return and got nothing? You just got back to where you began at 100,000 bucks. Oh, sorry, forgot to mention you had some fees coming out. So now you've actually lost about 3,000 bucks. You're down about 97 grand because you paid about 1.5% in fees per year. So congratulations. You know, you've lost 3 grand, but you made a 25% return. Guys, this is one of the biggest problems. So when I was trying to use average returns, it didn't guarantee they'd get that. And I learned that my last year as a financial planner, when I was the traditional financial planner, somebody came and taught us that, and it blew our minds because we were thinking, oh yeah, lose 50, gain 50, you're back to zero. You're back to where you started. Nope. You're actually still below. You still lost money. And so that blew my mind. I started realizing, like, wait a minute, the numbers I've been showing people, maybe they're wrong. Not to mention, you start factoring in inflation. Oh my gosh. I remember like when I would actually put calculations of inflation in the calculator. And every time I put in like 3 or 4%, or what's really more like reality, 5-6%+, when I started putting those kind of numbers in, it depressed me. And I knew it depressed my potential clients. So I was like, hey, all right, I'll show 2% inflation. By the way, the government only shows about 3%, give or take, because they don't want to pay more in Social Security than they have to. So they've tweaked the numbers and adjusted what they measure as inflation and what's not measured. The things that are the most inflationary in our lives, they try to take out just so that they can make the numbers work. And not to mention how they calculate and everything. And so all these things have been manipulated. Numbers have been manipulated to help you see things. So can you imagine why, after now it's been like 4 decades of financial advisors that have been on the scene, why people are like, yeah, I don't really have as much as I thought I would. Because it's been overpromised and under-delivered. It's a bunch of bullcrap. If you want real numbers, go ahead and take those numbers they've been telling you. Instead, put it at more like a 6% rate of return at best, and then see how the numbers look. You'll realize it's kind of depressing. You're like, oh, I got like, you know, a fifth of the money they promised me. Yep, that's right. So I'm going to talk about financial planning and why that doesn't work. I mean, obviously the numbers don't work. That's a big one. But there's more to it than just that. Because even from my perspective, even if I had the right numbers, there are some things that are still at play that mess things up for you. So for example, number one, most of the time things are speculative. In the traditional financial world, they're telling you to invest in mutual funds that you have no clue how much you're going to make. I can guarantee that financial advisors were actually a little bit dumbfounded by how much they made over the last 10 years, and they think they're the rock stars, or the people that did the investment think they're rock stars. And in truth, you guys suck. I'll be blunt. You didn't do anything. If you're giving yourself a pat on the back for great returns in the market because your funds have performed well, you need to wake up. You had nothing to do with that. And when I have people are like, yeah, I've done awesome this year. I've done like 15 or 20%. I said, well, so has everybody else. So what makes you so special? You didn't do it. It was the market, which means it's even worse for you because that means when it goes down to adjust to get back to normal, you're going to be like, oh, wow, I actually lost a lot. But see, people have short-term memories. They don't remember what happened even just 10 years ago, what happened to all their money. If you don't remember that or you weren't investing back then, oh my gosh, you need to wake up. Get out of speculative crap. If you're in mutual funds, 401ks, IRAs, all that stuff, you got to get out. This is not the time to be in. And I know I've been saying that for year after year, but that's the truth. It's the truth is that those markets, great. Now, if you're a horrible spender and you can't control yourself, then great. Maybe that's a great way to keep the money away from you. Because the thing is, when you need the money the most, you can't touch it very well. They make it really hard for you to even get to your money. So here's the thing is that we're trying to do returns. You know, like it's all speculative. It's all guesswork. And if you're trying to guess that, hey, my average is going to be 10, 12 plus percent per year from this point forward in mutual funds, you got another thing coming, because I'm telling you, a correction is overdue. And I don't even know if that correction will even happen for another year or two, to be honest. I think 2018 could actually be a good year. And I could be wrong. Something could come up in 2018 in the middle of it. But from what I've seen, it looks like the economy looks pretty strong. But again, figures don't lie, but liars figure. There could be all kinds of numbers being adjusted right now that we don't know about that could be just blowing, you know, putting smoke in mirrors, right? So you got to be careful of that. So speculative numbers can just throw things off. There are no guarantees. If I'm going to do something, I want something that's going to give me a guarantee. First, a guarantee of that my money's going to come back, all of it. And then two, the second priority is make sure I get a return on my money too. So I want a return of my money first, and then return on my money second. You know, I want to make sure that I'm getting great returns. And by the way, you can get way better returns in the stock market anyways. There are so many better options. I haven't advertised one that does better than the stock market overall, especially over the last several years. So there you go. I mean, now that's not guaranteed either. And I'll be the first to admit that. Like, hey, even those guys, they tell you there's no guarantee on that. You could lose money. But the thing is, like, you know, I can tell you, when you have no control over a situation, you invest in things that you have zero control in, your risk is high, and my ability to project out what your future will look like is flawed. And let's be true, and this really comes to the second point. I mean, first one's, of course, there's speculative numbers. Second thing is that we can't see the future. One, I don't know how long you'll be alive. You know, we hope you'll be alive for a long time, but you could be gone tomorrow. I could be gone tomorrow. We don't know. That we just don't know. We can't see the future. It's all guesswork. And I'll tell you, the longer the term that you're trying to project out, the more inaccurate it's going to be. Because let's admit it. I mean, when you go to a financial advisor and they say, hey, here's what it looks like after 30, 40 years of projections or 20 years of projections. The thing is, once you walk out their office doors, their projections are wrong because something changes in the market, especially when you're doing speculative stuff. Things change. Your cash flow can change. Your life situation will change. In some way, for better or worse, we don't know. We can't really predict the future. So that's one issue, is that we got to figure out, like, hey, we don't even know what's going to happen in the future. We don't know how long you'll be alive. All these people are trying to invest for the long haul. They might be dead before that long haul even comes up. And what did that do you? What any good did it do you if you didn't have any enjoyment today because you were trying to sacrifice for that future? Hey, I'm all about having a great future, but I'm also about having a great present. And we'll talk about that in a little bit too. And the third thing is there's just too many dang variables. You know, I mentioned inflation. That was hard for me to figure out because I had to just adjust the numbers to make them look better. We don't know what the kind of returns you're going to get. And by the way, it's possible your returns could be better. Here's another thing. We don't even know, like, what your cash flow is going to be like. Whether it's going to be restricted, whether there could be layoffs in your future, we don't know. And here's the thing. I mean, like, there's so many variables in the fact that you might have your own personal inflation rate, right? Like my dad had medical costs that came upon him suddenly. Now he's had medical issues, but all of a sudden it started coming more out of pocket where it actually took away a quarter of his income just to pay for some of his medications. This is with coverage, by the way, one quarter of his income. That's like, so think about that. Like his inflation rate just skyrocketed, you know, his inflation rate went up like 30 plus percent in a year, you know, not the 2 or 3%, right? His personal inflation rate went up. Yours could go up. You can have kids. You have more kids, less kids. Kids can move back home. You could have situations come up where, like I mentioned, there could be layoffs. There could be a job raise. There could be the opposite that could be true. You could have better future than what you expected. This is true with my situation. I guarantee if I met with a financial planner 2 or 3 years ago, they said, okay, cool. You're doing pretty good, Chris. But here's your trajectory. Here's your path. Now, if I would have told them, hey, guess what? Compared to 2 years ago, I'm making just about 10 times the income. They'd probably be like, well, crap. Well, that adjusts the numbers, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. You know, if you're in business, hey, these numbers can change and they can change fast. You know, I have a client I just got off the phone with here recently where we're just doing a simple plan for them, just getting the foundational pieces set up. And really for them, all they wanted was like an extra $300 a month. So we did it. Between money freed up and money that they can earn, they got an extra $300 a month, not including what the wife could be doing in her business. And her business, I said, hey, let's focus on getting two new clients a month. That could be paying them an extra $5,000 a month plus, depending on transactions and so forth. And so that, I mean, right there, I mean, and that's why I put a focus on her business is like, hey, we spent one meeting just talking about her business and how to even get her mentally prepared to have better business, especially because she was kind of newer in business. So we talked about that. I mean, not to mention, so we had some tax breaks too and stuff. So we're like, cool, let's find ways to do that. So not only do we free up over $300 a month, you know, but now we've got potential for several thousand a month we can do. You know, I just had another person I showed that they've been paycheck to paycheck for years and they finally said enough's enough. And we found an extra $2,000 a month. Now I'll tell you, that extra $2,000 a month can be put to much better use than what they were doing with it. You know, that $2,000 a month, I mean, freeing that up, it could be life changing. And so the problem is that there are a lot of variables in life. So here's the answer, guys. Like, here's the thing. Financial planning doesn't work. Once you create a financial plan, it's going to go wrong. And the longer the term you create the plan, the worse it's going to be. I've even when I create plans that are more short term, next year or two max. Now, we might have some investments we might project out 5 or 10 years, but we don't go beyond that because, again, variables start popping up left and right. And people say, well, can you give me a nice 10-year plan? Sure, but I can guarantee it's probably going to be crap. I mean, it's going to look good. But, I mean, it could be better or it could be worse. We just don't know. And so so I just tell people, let's focus on the short term. So that's one of the things I do is like, one, we got to create a good foundation. We got to make sure we have your money captured. We stop the leaking. We stop the bleeding. That's the first thing. Second thing is like, how do we make sure you have a great foundation so that no matter what happens in life, no one event can take away all your money. This is why protection is so important. This is why you got to have like a good, you know, good attorney. You got to have... make sure you have tax protection. You got to make sure you have insurance protection and things like that to make sure that we keep this plan in place so that anything pops up, it doesn't derail you. We can try to minimize that risk as much as possible. You create a good foundation, you minimize loss. It's amazing what happens. Just like I had one of my clients where he called me up after a year. He's like, what the heck? And he was pretty skeptical. He's like, wait, I only make about $120,000 a year, but my net worth went up $100,000. Why? And I was like, well, it's easy. You didn't lose any money. You kept all the money you had and we made some money on top of it. So that's why. And it blew his mind. It was the best he's ever seen happen, even after working with decades with financial planners. So you got to create a good solid foundation. Then you got to make sure you're applying the correct principles. We got to make sure you don't believe all that crap like high risk creates high return. You got to be in it for the long haul, you know, believing then that average returns and things like that. Like some of the things we mentioned, you know, all those kind of things, you know, even about how you believe about debt. And how you believe about that kind of stuff and how you're supposed to save money. You got to question everything and pretty much do the exact opposite to get good results. Otherwise, you'd be stuck broke like every other American or any other person out there. You get what I'm saying? You kind of almost do the opposite to do that. And of course, the focus, like I mentioned, has got to be on cash flow, especially cash flow now. We can create – here's the thing. I can't tell you what's going to happen in your life even a couple years down the road because that could be a very different life. But I can tell you what we can do with cash flow right now. And if you start focusing on cash flow instead of accumulation, it's not about accumulation, it's about acceleration. Your money is meant to flow and grow. It's not meant to accumulate and stagnate. And so we got to focus on how do we create the most cash flow right now? Because if you got more cash flow now, just like that couple of $2,000 a month that we've now got options with, because cash flow does create options and that's where freedom comes from, that $2,000 can be used in all kinds of ways. And can create all kinds of things. And that will change their plan. You will have more now and in the future if you focus on cash flow, not on just locking your money away for 5 billion years. Now, I'm okay if sometimes you want to lock certain amounts of money away, but the big priority should be on how do I create cash flow? Because in my life, how have I been able to retire twice? It's because I shifted that perspective to be about cash flow, not accumulation. That is the key, guys. So if you can go and create a solid foundation, follow the correct principles and the strategies that go with it and focus on cash flow. This is where it's the exact opposite. This is where you start doing anti-financial advising. So guys, this is the trick. Hey, by the way, if you feel like you need help with this, reach out to me. Say, hey, Chris, like I think I might be one of those people. I should make great money, but I don't know where it's all going, or I should have more. I should be able to put this savings into better use to create cash flow for me. If that's where you are right now, you're probably the exact perfect person for me to talk to and for me to help and create awesome results where you create cash flow and real results today, not projecting out for 30 or 40 years of what might happen if you're even alive. Guys, it's all about today. Financial plans don't work. But you know what? Creating an awesome present, creating an awesome life now that creates a better future later does work. Guys, you make a great and prosperous week. We'll talk to you later. See ya.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.